just like that, you could also be having some money in your mobile money account. A winner has already been selected for a $1 mega box. And so if you're thinking, I think it is me. I think I've seen a kind of notification saying that, oh, you won, or you've been given a 500 voucher from PowerSell into your mobile money account. Congratulations. I'm going to give you a call after the news, though, but a winner has been selected. Hopefully, you could be listening to me when I told you to keep playing the $1 mega box. You dial *464*2#. That is how you win. That's it. At least almost in here, put you in the running. But also what you can play is the jackpot. It's put a box. That one will give you a little bit of a run around for your money. But also you can win big with that one. But I love the feeling of calling them to get to play the raffle ticket. And that's because you get to share the joy of running that you won and walk away with some money courtesy of the $1 mega box. But the news in detail is coming up just in a bit.
Sunday Chanda said he rose in support of the bill to repeal and replace
The Federal Reserve Agency, FRA, Act of 2020, stating that the legislation could not have come at a better time. He told the House that members representing agriculturally dependent constituencies understood the pressure that the existing model had continued to exert on the state and the Treasury. Mr. Tanda said the bill sought to reduce fiscal pressure by scaling down the FRA's heavy involvement in buying, storing and distributing maize, which he noted had crowded out other priority expenditures. He further said the bill would improve market efficiency and price discovery, explaining that competitive private buyers would create transparent pricing driven by supply and demand, unlike administratively set prices that distort farmer incentives. Mr. Tanda stressed that agriculture should be treated as a business rather than a social program, adding that the proposed law marks a progressive shift that would ultimately benefit farmers. Mr. Tanda added that the bill would encourage value addition across the agriculture value chain, boosting investment in storage, processing, logistics and agri-processing, especially in farming areas such as Cantabria and the moving sector beyond raw maize trading.
The bill to review and replace the FRA Act of 2020 could not have come at a better time such as this one. Anyone who is concerned about agriculture in this country, Mr. Speaker, and especially those of us who represent constituencies where agriculture is the mainstay of the economy, will understand, again, the pressure that the model we have hung on to or held on to has continued to exert on the state, on the Treasury. And the more reason why we are submitting in support of this bill.
Citizens First President Harry Kalabas says opposition unity efforts continue to fail because of the former ruling Patriotic Front insisting on dominating alliances instead of treating partners as equals. Mr. Kalabas says the PF often wants to lead, set the agenda, and make decisions unilaterally, leaving out other parties feeling undermined and irrelevant. He cited the collapse of the United Quatra Alliance, UKA, saying it fell apart after some actors pushed to control leadership and dictate terms, leading to frustration among members. Mr. Kalabas said he recently raised the issue with PF Vice President Stephen Kampiongo, warning that unity cannot work if smaller parties are treated as mere escorts to power. He stressed that genuine unity requires inclusive dialogue, mutual respect and shared decision-making. He warned that without genuine cooperation, opposition parties risk heading to elections divided.
Yesterday, so before, why did UKA collapse? UKA collapsed because outside players, especially from the former ruling party, there was a feeling that they are the ones that should lead UKA, they are the ones that should determine the terms of reference, they are the ones that should say this and that. And at the end of the day, members within UKA began feeling frustrated and felt that they were not as important as they thought they would contribute to the process. Now, if that issue is not looked at very critically, we will have a problem. I have said this to colleagues, even as late as last week, when I met Honorable Stephen Campbell in a week, when we were putting to rest Parliament Chief Kinkwe's wife. I did tell him that for as long as there is this feeling that others should just escort you and accompany you to get back into power, there will be a problem.
Caleb Center for Children's Autism Executive Director Nelly Tembo has called for an end to stigma and discrimination against people with autism. Speaking during Power FM in Cabo, Mrs. Tembo said people with autism are often misunderstood and marginalized due to a lack of public awareness regarding the condition. She expressed concern over stigma and misinformation from some members of society. Mrs. Tembo said autism is not a disease, further encouraging parents that autistic children have the ability of contributing to national development.
To my fellow parents out there, and if you feel all hope is lost, from me to you, inside that child is something so beautiful. Children with autism can turn out to be adults who one day become lecturers, who one day become writers, who one day become athletes, who one day become leaders at various levels, who will one day become a role model to somebody else.
In international news, the education has emerged as the primary driver of Africa's transformation, according to discussions held at World Government Summit in Dubai. The issue has taken on a new urgency as demographic projections show that by 2050, nearly half of Africa's population will be under the age of 25, placing unprecedented pressure on education systems across the continent. Laura Sugenti, CEO of Global Partnership for Education, emphasized that while education requires significant investment, its impact is long-term and often slow to materialize. She added,